And welcome back once again. Thank you, everyone, for texting in Michael Winner. You put our minds to rest there. Three people, indeed, got it.
A retired film director and producer and food critic. That's him.
Don't talk with your mouth full, Alexander.
I've got hamster cheeks.
Oh, dear. Yes, that's right. We're talking about food this afternoon. We've just been having a chat with Samantha Wood there about her sort of... Well, what should we say? A little bit of grapplings with an Italian chef recently. But I'm interested to find out, just has a little bit more about the blog itself and the reviews. I mean, they're all, as you said, independent, impartial. You go, do you pay? You don't pay for the meals, obviously.
No, I do. You do? No, I go in anonymously.
I mean, you, right, and you review.
Yes.
And what's been the sort of some of the feedback on any of these reviews?
In terms of the comments?
In terms of the comments, in terms of them actually getting back to the restaurants themselves.
Yeah, basically...
improving whatever it is that maybe you've complained about or been critical about.
Yeah, basically, I encourage comments. So readers can come in and leave a comment and then there's a little bit of a discussion or a debate going on. At the same time, I make sure that the restaurant actually does see it as well and they have the option, if they want to post their own comment or just take the feedback on board themselves. The way I see it, it's my role to actually be as constructive as I possibly can in that experience so that it can help the operation ultimately improve. I'm here to support the growth of the food and beverage industry, not to close it down. So I've no intention of doing an AA Gill on restaurants, really.
And what is your general opinion? I know this is very a general opinion because there are so many restaurants out there now these days. How do you rate it? I mean, do you find that there's sort of big extremes from taste to quality to price?
Yeah. I rate on four parameters: food, atmosphere, service and price, all equal. And I will rate from 1 to 5. I actually think Dubai's weakest link is, and I talked about this on another show here about a month ago, is service. Mm. And I know Sarah can speak to that quite a lot with her recent post as well.
The rant about tipping.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I just read that.
Yeah. I don't do it anymore.
Oh, do you not? You stopped.
I've stopped, yes, completely stopped.
Yeah, I mean, service, unfortunately, is the weakest link here. Restaurants do tend to invest a lot in bringing chefs in, celebrity names sometimes attached to it. But when it comes to service...
I just don't get it.
Not really in terms of the maitre d's and the restaurant managers.
Because you look at restaurants like, I mean, top of my head, I can think of Le Petit Maison. Mm-hmm. Fantastic restaurant, one of my favourites. Great staff. I mean, great atmosphere.
Yeah,
it absolutely works, and it is working, and you cannot get a table in there, lunch or dinner. Yeah. And then I just think, well, why? You know, you wonder why restaurants don't sort of look at that model and think, okay, well, they've got a very successful restaurant here. What are the key elements that are making it successful? Of course, the food, everything, location, but also the service. And I think I absolutely agree with you. And I think it's a real key point. Mm. And you think, well, why can't we emulate that in our restaurant and make it work? Because I've been to many restaurants in Dubai, which are, the food was great, everything, and it's just like it's like dead. I mean, literally dead.
Yeah, I think we all
and
have
empty.
Yes.
And and you know what I mean? It's like, well, I don't know. Obviously, it must be cut down to cost. I'm presuming. I don't know. I don't know what are the reasons why that.
Or lack
cheap
of training.
Waiters. You know, they're not happy to pay the money to get professional waiters,
and
maybe that's what they don't recognise, that you need to have professional waiters. It's not an unskilled job. It is something, particularly for the prices that they're charging here and the venues that they're serving this food in, they need people who know what they're doing.
Mm.
But, you know, they don't always not get professional waiters. Sometimes they do get professional waiters, but they forget to do the in-house training, which is basically very important because you want your waiters to be able to carry out your restaurant philosophy to tell customers what they can eat and have at the restaurant, because sometimes not everybody goes inside the restaurant and knows exactly the type of food and everything. You want a waiter to be able to maximize the experience for you.
Mm-hmm.
So in-house training is something that's very overlooked.
I do remember reviewing Pierre Gugnier's Reflet, and I just spent my entire meal laughing. I mean, it was just so good and so extraordinary.
Yeah.
I just spent the entire meal giggling. I stopped laughing when I got the bill, I can tell you.
Yeah.
But But I posted a review of it, and one of the things I said was the staff were obviously so, so very, very good. Is this going to be yet another restaurant that opens up with a three-month cycle? The staff from Paris come here, they train the local waitrons, and then they go home. And Gognier made the comment on the blog that actually, no, this wasn't going to happen. I'd love to go back and check if it did or didn't. You know, if I could get a second mortgage and go and do that, I would. Because with the staff that were there were Michelin-starred Paris staff. I mean, the sommelier was so polite and so good, and you so knew there was steel in that white glove. You weren't going to mess with this guy at all. But it was an experience even dealing with him. It was just a world apart. But you know, so many restaurants here opening up team, 3 months, then out of there.
You know, I agree with you big time, because I think opening up is the first step. But unfortunately, we look at it as the destination. But when you open up, that's your cue that this is when work is going to start, and this is when you need to continue to improve and to, like Samantha said, get the feedback and listen to the people. And if you find that your restaurant, for instance, you're hearing people complaining a lot about the service, this is your cue that, you know, let's train the staff.
Do you know what, on that, just quickly, I've got to say the other place that I'd mentioned in that that post that has some great service is Zuma. And I'd written
I'd written
a post about Zuma previously and mentioned something about the service, and that there was a certain thing on the plate and I didn't know what it was. I was trying to figure out what it was, and I was asking the waiter, and the waiter didn't know and kept on coming back with the wrong answers. But apart from that, the service was really good. The PR manager took that blog post to her restaurant, called me, got me back down there again for lunch to try it again, introduced me to all the staff, told them all about it, and said, we have to work at this. We have to make sure that we know the answers to all these questions, because we're in the top 100 restaurants in the world now, according to this. They're, you know, the San Pellegrino listing. They were fantastic about it. It was an incredibly good response.
Right.
You know, the opposite response almost to what Samantha got.
Yeah, exactly.
It's incredible.
But there are some. I mean, you really do notice it here with different hotels and restaurant chains, some that really embrace those reviews and others. And
but I think it's also quite interestingly what we see. I mean, you mentioned, or I mentioned Petit Maison, you mentioned Zuma. Now, the two distinguishing factors that they both have or share is the fact that they're not chains, and they're not part, as in, okay, they're not part of a hotel, sorry, that's what I meant to say. They're not run by hotel management. They are run by restaurateurs, I'm presuming. Yeah. And I think that's also a very distinctive difference.
And that's what DIFC is bringing as well, and Sukho Bahar. You're seeing restaurant chains actually opening up here as opposed to being underneath the hotel banner. But the interesting thing with La Petite Maison and Zuma is they're both the same owner.
Yeah.
They have invested in the people. Their staff actually eat in the restaurants, which makes a difference when you're ordering from that menu. They've actually eaten that food. They can tell you what's in that particular dish.
There's actually nothing more depressing than a member of the staff who obviously doesn't know what you're eating. And you
it seems such an easy step to take to have your staff taste your food and know you're invite them into the kitchen. Explain what it's all about, and then go out there, and then but when you I find one something,
not all chefs are so caring.
Maybe not. No, but do you think it's possibly also? I mean, here we are, all sort of, you know, talking about these sort of big high-end restaurants, and I suppose having maybe had some experience of eating in various different restaurants. But I mean, do you think it's also mainly because that people just don't complain? Or is it that
here?
I don't know, it doesn't get through.
I think people do complain here.
They do. They complain.
So people
all the time.
Are complaining, and nothing seems to be changing.
There's nowhere to complain to. There's absolutely no reception for your complaint. There's no point in complaining to the waiter, because the message
it's
will even
really
never get through.
It's
not really
the
their
anyway.
Fault. As Dean was saying, they haven't been trained properly. There's not a system in place. The manager is probably either has no responsibility at all, really. You know, they're just acting under an owner who thinks that they can manage the restaurant and won't let them make the changes that they need to make. So there's no point in really talking to them. And the owner is never there to listen to your complaints. You fill out survey forms and nothing ever happens. Nothing ever changes.
Yeah, because they're very quick to hand out survey forms at the end of meals, aren't they? And to be honest, most of the time I actually don't fill them
in. Especially when we're getting close to the What's On or Time Out Awards.
Yes.